This is contractually obligatory marriage poem number one. None of the personages in this poem, living or dead, are intended to represent anyone, or I'd be dead. My wife says, "Why don't you write me romantic poems? You might get laid." I'm writing down realistic poems, like what you'd actually say. She's disgusted. "I hope you make good friends with your hands." I'm writing that down. Whatever. This is contractually obligatory marriage poem number three. I'm skipping number two because of mature content. No, I'm just skipping it because I don't know. okay, comp number three. Being married to someone 6 months pregnant is all about getting thrown out of the bathroom. But I mean that in a good way. Like saying the exorcist is banging on the door could be a good thing. If you think about it, really. But then I think, what a load of crap. Though maybe crap isn't the best word now. And then I think Kimiko Han is as political as Ferlinghetti or Snyder. Her politics of the bodies of transgressed women and children. And what's politics if not about bodies whose voices are over or under, amplified with or without respect to their shit. So I'm calling this a political poem. And there's another half of this poem, which I wrote 4 hours later, called Nostalgia for Dereliction. Maybe I missed my calling to be a derelict. A painter instead of a poet, here in this clean, bright office. Like now, I could be dumpster diving in Berlin. Scrounging for McD's or fat brown bottles of leftover lager or butts. I could play blackjack for hours. I could make paint from flowers discarded as trash downtown where a date was broken. But the petals would be intact, the pigments of every hue, and I'd be allowed, even expected, to be crazed, wear grungies, and I wouldn't have to be articulate all day. I could lose my keys and have no phone. thank you. This poem is actually a two-column poem, and the way it works is after you read one half and then the other half, you read both of them at the same time. So I'm going to put it together now. So this is sort of the ultimate version of this poem, if you're insane. Being married to someone 6 months pregnant, maybe I missed my calling to be a derelict, is all about getting thrown out of the bathroom, a painter instead of a poet. But I mean that in a good way, here in this clean, bright office, like saying the exorcist is banging on the door. Like now I could be dumpster diving in Berlin, could be a good thing, scrounging for McD's, if you think about it, really, or fat brown bottles of leftover lager. But then I think, what a load of crap, or butts. I could play blackjack for hours, though maybe crap isn't the best word now. I could make paint from flowers. And then I think Kimiko Han is as political, discarded as trash downtown, as Ferlinghetti or Snyder, where a date was broken. Her politics of the bodies of, but the petals would be intact, transgressed women and children, the pigments of every hue. And what's politics if not about bodies? And I'd be allowed, even expected, whose voices are over or under, to be crazed, wear grungies, amplified with or without respect to, and I wouldn't have to be art to their shit, iculate all day. So I'm calling this a political poem. I could lose my keys and have no phone.